Terms like tribal sovereignty, native rights, and co-management are all open to interpretation. One of the most vocal groups in the YK Delta, Upete Nation, recently met to hash out their vision of future governance in the region. As KYUK's Ben Matheson reports, members have a spectrum of views about what tribal sovereignty really means.
A few dozen people gathered in the Akyechuk School Gym last month for 2 days of Upete Nation discussions at their annual meeting. A similar set of topics comes up at every meeting: subsistence, co-management, the most basic idea of governance, and what role local tribes who are members of Upete Nation want to play. Ivan M. Ivan is the tribal council president in Akyak.
We're not trying to become a government that runs villages. The villages have their power by themselves to control their own destiny. But collectively, together, I believe they can help each other.
There is, however, long-standing discussion about forming a regional tribal government. Upete Nation Chief Mike Williams said after the meeting that that vision includes a legislative, executive, and judicial branch. He says the current governmental structure holds tribes back.
Because there's 56 individual federally recognized tribes in our area, and the respect is there. If 56 tribes unite together, I think we can begin to deal with these issues that are not good for us and helping managing our way of life like we have been doing that for thousands of years.
Williams calls Upete Nation a consortium of federally recognized tribes. Formed in 1978 with 19 tribes, Williams says there are now 12 tribes with active members. The core of the group, however, is centered in Akyak, Akyechuk, Tuluksak, and Kwithluk. Critics say the outspoken group doesn't represent the majority of YK Delta tribal members. Still, the group pushes for a shift of the power to tribes in rural Alaska. Philip Peter Sr. is the Akyechuk Native Community President. He says his ancestors controlled their own destiny, and today there are too many laws and regulations. Still, he wants tribes to be partners with existing governments.
The vision is to help ourselves in working with our federal and state governments. We're not trying to take away the power from the government and state. All we want to do is work with them.
Moses Owen from Akyak takes a harder line for Upete Nation.
You know, it's getting tougher for us to survive with the laws, regulations. We just got to get back to where we were before, you know. No laws, no rules, nothing, just our way of life. We want to practice that.
Chief Mike Williams says the group held off on elections, which were scheduled for their meeting on August 22nd and 23rd. He says they'll likely take place at an upcoming meeting. And Upete Nation isn't the only group talking about building new tribal government structures. For example, the YK Delta Regional Committee, which is a group facilitated by Chilista, the regional native corporation, is also drafting a constitution for a possible future tribal government. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.